You're listening to Irish Radio Canada's Home and Abroad, and I'm delighted to be sitting in the Best Northern Ireland offices in Belfast, and I'm sitting across from Francis Privilege and Kieran McKinney, who are also very much part of Connect Northern Ireland, or Northern Ireland Connections. I'd be corrected or told which it is. And we're here to find out and learn about the deep relationship that exists between Northern Ireland and Canada, and how that is very much a living relationship. Good morning, and thank you both for taking some time.
Good morning.
Good to see you. So, Stretta, what are you guys all about?
Well, I'll kick off. So, basically, at Northern Irish Connections, we are great believers in promoting what makes Northern Ireland such a fantastic place to live, work, study, invest, and do business. So, obviously, the Northern Irish economy has transformed since the Belfast Agreement. We have, our inward investment, our trade, our tourism, life expectancy. You know, we're attracting new residents to Northern Ireland and enticing those returners back home, because Northern Ireland now have got some amazing global roles that, you know, that we maybe never would have had before. You know, we can compete with the likes of London and Dublin and, you know, the big cities. So basically, here at NI Connections, we're passionate about celebrating what makes Northern Ireland such a great place to live, work, study, do business and invest. So we're all about connecting the diverse strands of the Northern Irish community abroad. We're really passionate about providing our diaspora with an opportunity to demonstrate the full potential of their talent and influence, basically all in the name of advancing economic prosperity and harmony in the region. So how we do that is we love celebrating success stories, inspirational achievements and key developments from Northern Ireland. So we love sharing inspiring experiences from our worldwide community of Northern Irish diaspora, especially in Canada. We like bringing people together, connecting and collaborating, really engaging through their unique stories and incredible journeys. We also offer some really great practical information and guides about how to join our diaspora in making maybe the move back home. You know, people could have left here, went away and studied, have lived away for years and years, and it might be difficult, you know, making that return back home.
On that, I know it can be a challenge, because mm-hmm. I know in both directions one of the big issues is credentialing.
Sure.
And people who are qualified here arrive in Canada and they find that they are going to have to sit an exam again, or there's a closed shop in some sectors. When it comes to somebody coming back particularly, is reintegration facilitated quite easily? Particularly if they have maybe got a master's or a PhD then in a Canadian university.
We also have a semi-concierge system, that if people are moving back and they're moving back and they want to have, as you say, their credentials, they want to see where they're evaluated, not just the university links but also places to live. So there is a setup of the councils too, mm-hmm. depending on what area of Northern Ireland you would go to, and we would work closely with them. We have a team here in our FDI team that also help with inward investors when they're relocating with their families, with their right. spouses. So there's a lot of assistance in that area. In Northern Ireland, there's quite a connected network there of help. So be it the university, be it somewhere to live, be it housing, be it education for children.
Right.
So the councils and ourselves and the university would work together as stakeholders in that. So there is a nice, I suppose, a wraparound service
yes.
for people that are moving back or that want help in that area.
I've only been around the city now for a little over 24 hours, and I'm already blown away, because my last time here was, well, it was 2017, but then prior to that. But the place is just vibrant and stunningly beautiful, and the changes are so calming in many ways. When you get inquiries from particularly business that may be interested in coming in, does the history crop up as a question to say that the history is behind you? That the period that when it would have been a challenge to come in?
I think that period in history is always out there.
Yeah.
And it's publicised and it's magnified through the media. I think when people come here and they visit, they see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, you still want people having the tours and the different yeah. streets and seeing the murals, but I think once people come here and experience what it's like to be here, that's where they're blown away, when they see other businesses and what they've done. And what you're seeing today is the expansion of our Grade A office space, which is largely due to our investment over the last period of time. You're also seeing a lot of students. It's become a very great hub for our we have our two main universities and the students located in the city centre now, which is a fantastic hub.
Yeah.
You're seeing the buzz from the cruise ships. We had 156 right. cruise ships in Belfast Port last year, which is phenomenal given, as you say, the history and the background.
Yes.
That sometimes keeps people away.
Yeah.
So I think the legacy, once you come here, you'll experience a very different side. What do you think of that one, Francis?
Yeah, definitely. I think not just in Belfast, but throughout the whole of Northern Ireland, the vibrancy and the shift in people's mindsets, I think, just makes it such a more attractive place to for people to want to return, or people want to do business, or to...
In many situations, it is the diaspora that are the ones that will initiate the thought process to say, consider bringing your business or your expansion back to. And the strength of the diaspora is often undervalued. So Connections, Northern Ireland Connections, recognises, I can sense, that you can leverage positively these people who 20, 30, 40 years ago emigrated
mm-hmm.
and have their connections and are ambassadors. So would that be part of how you see your network of spreading the message?
Yeah, we do that great, in a great way via our website. So what we do is we get in touch with diaspora. They would often get in touch with us if they've got a story to tell. Our diaspora can be anybody who has an affiliation with Northern Ireland. They don't have to live here. They don't mm-hmm. have to, you know, been born here. They could have came over here to study. They could have worked here. So anybody who has an affiliation with Northern Ireland, we would consider to be our diaspora. So we like to get their stories out in a variety of ways. So we have great social media channels. We also have our fantastic website and our newsletter. And we get their stories out by doing written interviews with them. We do video case studies with them, you know. We do vox pops with them, you know. So we try to get their stories out in a variety of ways that, you know, people, and it really resonates with people, you know, having that like human or that interaction or, you know, real life stories. So I think that's what.
And of course, from a Canadian perspective, there is such a rich mm-hmm. link going back, oh, hundreds of years at this stage, because even in the early 1800s, I know the media in Montreal was very much dominated, I think, by mm-hmm. Northern Irish people. So that that relationship is particularly deep, I think, in parts of Canada.
Yeah.
Given the political upheaval that's going on in the world at the moment, it represents a tremendous opportunity, I think, for let's say East-West trade development. Do you see that it puts or gives you a greater opportunity to be able to offer to the likes of Canadian business to say, you know, if you're looking to expand, this is the direction to be looking at?
Yes, I think that everywhere has something different to offer. I think what's going on is people now have choices and options. And as you say, whether it's a trade perspective and people from here going out to different markets and selling their products, or it's an inward investment, people now have a lot of different choices. I think it's about providing that information, providing the context, providing people who they can talk to. I think Canada, I think it's our sixth biggest exporter, mm-hmm. and it's continuing to rise.
Mm-hmm.
So that shows you the interest that people have. Again, our interest from potential investors here, were once we would have had, you know, it would have been very clear dimensions of where they were coming from, the parts of the world. Now it's completely spread out. We had two Canadian investors over for the Gulf this year that wanted to visit Northern Ireland. So we had a great stage with the Gulf in July, and they were just blown blown away by their visit here. So yes, I think it's opening up a lot of more opportunities for businesses, to both in a trade and an investment perspective. We're getting a lot of inquiries on Canada. It's definitely a big focus for us.
If people are looking for more information on our site, I know you have your office in Toronto, and that's one of the other aspects, that you do have offices around the world, and Toronto is one of them. They should just do a Google search, check out Northern Ireland Connections.
You can check out niconnections.com.
And Invest Northern Ireland, and it'll pull you to the relevant site.
Yeah, if you took in Northern Irish Connections, we have our own information there, our own site that comes straight through to Francis and I. We're happy to take any inquiries that people have, be it in Canada or elsewhere or here in the market, somebody looking into Canada. We're very happy to do it both ways. It's on our agenda, so we're very happy to do that.
And don't forget, if you've any interesting stories you want to share with everybody, get in touch and I'll be more than happy to reach out.
Yeah. Frances and Keira, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a real pleasure.
Thanks a million.
It's
good to meet
lovely.
You.
Thank you, Austin.